They each have different motions, but all of the defendants have joined in to simply get the indictment thrown out. One argument is that the indictment was the product of an unlawful investigation. David Bailey, an attorney for former APS Superintendent Dr. Beverly Hall, argued then-Governor Sonny Perdue did not have the authority to launch the investigation, and therefore any evidence gathered under oath is invalid. Instead, David Bailey contends,
and in support of those investigations, subsection B gives the Attorney General the authority to administer oaths straightforwardly and to issue subpoena for witnesses and documents. Now, that straightforwardly doesn't apply to the governor. It only applies.
The prosecution, led by John Floyd, countered that Georgia law does give the governor authority. Floyd also argued for the state against the motions challenging the statute of limitations and specifically regarding the RICO charge.
Georgia RICO statute of limitations is found, Your Honor, at 16.14.8, and it expressly says, notwithstanding any other provision of law, it goes on to say, a criminal action or proceeding may be commenced up until 5 years.
Floyd is considered one of the nation's top RICO experts and was brought in by Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard. All 35 indicted educators are charged with racketeering. Other motions heard today seek to have individual counts stricken, such as making false writings and making false statements. Judge Jerry Baxter said he would rule next week. On a lighter note, Judge Baxter told Floyd he looked worn out and wanted to know if he, Floyd, was doing all right, to which Floyd responded, "It's not easy being a hired gun, Your Honor." From the Louis B. Slayton Courthouse, Rose Scott, WABE News.